Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Wesley Early. This week on AK, telling authentic stories. A pair of producers is hoping to put together a show that reflects a more authentic Alaska experience than what is prevalent in reality television nowadays. The Sitka TV show is just entering development, and its creators want to combine Hollywood know-how with local talent to produce a six-part anthology series that redefines how viewers see Alaskans. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
By now, most Sitkans have seen the movie The Proposal, starring Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds.
We must give thanks and ask that your loins be abundantly fertile. Come, dance with me in celebration.
You know, can I just thank her from here?
I insist!
And if you haven't, well, it won't always be there for a rainy day. As a work of fiction, The Proposal is entertaining, and as a work of fiction, its connection to reality, especially in Sitka, where the story unfolds, is minimal. This scene where Betty White performs a Tlingit song by Sitka composer Ed Littlefield is as close as it gets. Except for some B-roll, the entire film was shot on the East Coast.
So that's why it's so important for us to shoot it here, not to shoot in the Massachusetts and pretend that it's here. Right?
Helena Sardina and her partner Rafael Tomaseto are originally from Brazil, but are now Los Angeles-based independent filmmakers. The Sitka TV show will be a work of fiction, but it is one they want to feel very grounded in the community. Sardina describes Sitka as a character in the story.
There is a sense of honesty in the screen that will come through when we have actually Alaskan people working with us. The vision that I have from Sitka being someone that is from another country is completely different than some of you guys here that live and breathe this air every day.
The project is scaled as an indie, low budget, but with high expectations. The filmmakers want to assemble a cast and crew of about 20 people, half of whom are industry professionals, and about 50 extras. Their budget for the pilot episode is $291,000. The format, says Tomaseto, is anthology, character studies of six individuals in an intertwined storyline.
We're aiming to shoot a pilot now. In the pilot, we will have those six characters there, meaning, let's say, 5 to 6 minutes for each, where their story is interconnected. And then throughout the other episodes in the season, every episode is about one character only, and then the last one would be at end of summer, beginning of fall, would be Alaska Day, when everyone comes together and we make a conclusion of the season.
The producers have hired a screenwriter to develop the stories, which should touch on themes like global warming, discrimination, crime and punishment, and women's empowerment. So whatever the Sitka TV show turns out to be, it won't be Ice Road Truckers. Sardina and Tomaseto came to Sitka at the invitation of family friends, Patricia Biwak and her husband Tony, who bought a restaurant here in 2015 and are backing the development of the show. Patricia Biwak is billed as the show's executive producer. And at a recent meeting of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce where they spoke, Sardina and Tomaseto were candid about their desire for more local sponsorship.
If we get the money from Hollywood or other international investors that we might connect with, that honesty that I was talking about before and that realness is not going to be on the screen.
The pair says their goal is to have their pilot episode purchased by a cable television network or a streaming service, which would fund the production of 5 more episodes over the course of the year and create an altogether different kind of proposal for the real town of Sitka.
Yes.
To the universe!
Universe.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
To the crazy.
Yes.
To the window.
Yes.